Butter Never Bleeds, an SGA story by Tasmi. Read by Cassiope25. Rating Jen. Rodney paled as he watched Steele slicing through butter. "You okay?" Shepard swiveled the knife on burnt toast, raising concerned eyes to the opposite side of the table.
I just realized I have some work I should probably be getting to."
He escaped the cafeteria as fast as he could without drawing attention, hoping Shepard wouldn't follow him. He dashed quickly to the transporters, choosing the grounding station as his destination. Once there, he leaned against the rail and drew a deep breath. He coddled his injured arm close to his chest, willing his body to stop shaking. His panic waning, Rodney glanced at the calm sea below. Just a few days ago, Collier had held him over the roaring waters as rain pounded against cold skin. None of that mattered anymore. He had flailed his arms on death's door and survived again. Atlantis was saved, and today was a new day. So why had he returned to this place every day since the storm? Why couldn't he just lose himself in his work and forget that any of this had ever happened?
"I tried to keep my mouth shut. I tried. I just couldn't."
Well, what did he expect? He was a scientist, not a soldier. And shouldn't the people in the city just be glad that he saved their butts again? The air was refreshing. He took it in as a succulent wine, savoring the salty flavor. Truth was that everyone was happy to have the city back. No one blamed him. But that was only because Elizabeth hadn't said anything to anyone but Heidmeier and Carson. Rodney's betrayal was on a need-to-know basis, and everyone else just didn't need to know. It was betrayal, wasn't it? Even if they insisted otherwise, Rodney knew better. To them, all that mattered was that they were alive. Alive. It was such a simple concept, and yet so hard to believe. Alive. Breathing. Hoping. Working. Moving. Alive. His stomach grumbled. He probably shouldn't have skipped breakfast, but the knife, the way it bore into the butter, at least there was no blood. Butter was not alive, unlike Rodney. He bled even as he babbled. Rodney was still breathing and moving, even if it took coming back here to remember that. The sun was warm against his skin, not like the rain had been. He soaked in the rays, allowing them to caress and comfort him. He held tightly to the rail, a smile dawning on his thin lips. For now, it was enough. Just to know he was alive. The end.